The coordinating committee has requested that the two of us serve as your facilitators this morning. My name is Warner Bloomberg from Santa Clara County, and Tian is digitally photographing Jane Rands, who will be nominated as our co-facilitator this morning. Are there any concerns about the two of us serving as your facilitators for today? Is that a stand aside? Alright, so could we have a report from the registration table about our... Okay. So, we're already running late per normal Sunday. So the first item after confirmation of the facilitators is presentation of platform planks. So we listed it as 60 minutes. Let's see where we are when we get up to 10:05, how far we are. There's three planks, I believe, that are going to be presented. Shane, are you going to be doing that, or are there going to be others from platform? Okay. Thank you.
Who would like to be Vibes Keeper, or excuse me, Vibes Watcher today? You know, male and a female, please. Okay. Okay. Yes, please, their timekeeper again. Vibes Watcher. And anybody else want to be a Vibes Watcher? Gloria, yay. Very good. David and Gloria.
Okay, thank you for all your responses, and we had a platform committee meeting yesterday, and all of that process resulted in two changes to the human rights plank. Number one is deletion of the final bullet, and for the third last bullet, the wording has been amended to the following. And if you've got pen or pencil, you can pencil it in. The products derived from body tissue or organ extraction and from insertion, injection, sampling, and imaging cannot be used without informed consent of the patient or the person with power of attorney. That third last bullet has been replaced by that sentence. I was in the process of writing it up on partially on the fly sheet. Yes, I'll do it slower. The products derived from body tissue or organ extraction and from insertion, injection, sampling and imaging cannot be used without informed consent of the patient or the person with power of attorney. That's the amended sentence, and everything else stays the same. The only thing we're going to discuss are the underlined sections, by the way, and we've deleted the last underlined section. Now, another issue was brought up that these amendments belong to the healthcare plank rather than the human rights plank. It's up to the General Assembly to decide, because the people who did drafts of this plank considered that it's the correct place for the human rights plank. So I propose that we kind of have a short discussion on whether these three bullets, now that one has been deleted, belong to the human rights plank. That is, are these medical rights human rights in California, or should they revert to the healthcare plank, assuming you have no more quibbles with the wording? So, I'm open for question and answer. So, yes. Oh, yes.
Question to the author. The question is, now, where in the healthcare plank would you have you decided you would like to put this particular sentence, and would it lessen the fact of the human rights plank if you don't have that particular amendment in there?
The answer is, we think that it would lessen the impact of the human rights plank, and we would just append it to the end of the healthcare plank.
Okay. Are we doing just clarifying questions, or are we taking concerns now, or all together? Okay, well, my counter did have a concern about these being in the human rights plank. A couple of examples. I mean, look at the other human rights we're talking about, things like discrimination, health and well-being, free expression, participation in decision-making. Those are human rights. We get down to things like medical issues, like the one that just got reworded. I mean, that's basically one that says, well, you know, if they extract some organ from your body, it has to be done in a non-profit sense, or if you're going to sell it for profit, you get informed consent. So what we're saying is, okay, the right to make money off of your organ extraction, we're calling a human right. To me, that kind of demeans human rights. You know, I think it's much more appropriate to put this stuff in the healthcare plank.
I have a question. Why you didn't, you know, there's a lot of overlap in a lot of our planks, and I don't think that's inappropriate. I just think that it needs a reference. So why didn't you, or did you, consider putting that in the healthcare plank and referring to it here, or vice versa?
Mainly because this is an expansion of the two planks which talk about standards for living adequate to the health and well-being of every family member. An expansion, really, of that.
David Kuhl in Orange County. I think that these would be more appropriate in the healthcare, not in the human rights. Not that healthcare might not be a human right, but I think just for clarity, and it'd be much better to have it in the health care because they're clearly health care issues. David Kulin, K-E-U-L-E-N.
Then that bullet, which is a standard of living adequate for the health care and well-being of every family member, is that a human right? Would you recommend? But we're not discussing that, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that statement's been in there for a long time, and certainly adequate health and well-being, and that would be a good place to see, to make a reference for specific issues that we consider, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and, you know, these bullets then moved over to the health care plank and a reference to them in that existing bullet.
I'm sort of in favor of thinking that it belongs with the human rights on a basis of personal experience. I was, like, completely paralyzed for several months, and I really felt that I needed to be protected, my rights needed to be protected in a very specific way as a patient in the setting that I was in. And I think that, why can't it be in both somehow? I think it is a right to have control over the products of your body. You should be able to have some control over that. You own it, and you should own it legally, and there should be some kind of protocol for you transferring parts of your body wherever. And I feel really strongly about that as an ex-patient.
I'm Tom Donahue, Santa Clara County. And the point I'd like to bring up is that I think that the reason why this is in the human rights plank is because this is essentially a privacy issue, which is something that really does not receive the attention that it deserves in this country. I know, for example, many countries in Europe have very strict privacy laws, whereas in our country, we have very little privacy protections. There are constitutional guarantees against unreasonable searches and seizures, or at least what's left of that, but that protects us from the government. That doesn't protect us from corporations like the ones that run pretty much all of the healthcare facilities in this country. So, in essence, I think what this amendment is trying to do is to assert rights of privacy over our own bodies and our own genetic material so that they are not used by others without our consent, yes, either for profit or not. So that's how I see this this addition to the plank. Thank you.
Jan Arnold, Alameda County. I think it isn't about human rights, this set of issues that we're talking about. It's about dignity. To me, it resembles when they are doing construction for a skyscraper and they come across Native American remains. I mean, should they be put in museums? There are things that have to do with people's dignity and with respect to those human beings as human beings. That's why I think it should stay in the human rights. If we pass it at all, I think it belongs in the human rights section.
So it looks as if we have got to essentially decide two things. One is the actual word, current wording. And then secondly, where does it go? So does anyone object to the current wording, proposed wording that's underlined, and with the new amendment and with the deletion of the final bullet? Right. So how would we decide that? Because this is a... Just vote?
A proposal which has been accepted.
Right. Okay. So let's say that we want to propose to leave it as proposed. So I think come back.
Yeah. No, just go through process. We've gone through questions and concerns. So the proposal is to the proposal in the package for the updated human rights plank with the changes in language that Shane has described. So let me just ask, are there any outstanding concerns? And that would include it be in this human rights section, not in... Okay. What do you want to... Okay.
A.J. Delaringa, Sacramento County. My concern is that you mentioned Native American remains. Putting this under the human rights category means that scientists won't be able to conduct anthropological research on remains of bones found at work sites. Now, just because we find these remains doesn't mean that they have to be treated with disrespect. You can conduct a scientific study respectfully. So my thing is, I feel that this shouldn't be a rights issue, but a health one.
So are you willing to stand aside from your concerns? So are there other outstanding concerns?
Michael Rubin, Alameda County. I have two concerns. I'd like to see the two issues separated. That is, the question of the wording is a different question from the question of the placement. The placement now only? Okay. Alright. Then, my concern is I would like the opportunity to vote on the idea of having these planks in both places. Someone raised that earlier. I think it's an excellent idea, and I want to have that opportunity to vote for that.
Hi, Dennis St. George, Santa Clara County. I was looking at number two, the right to liberty and security of person. And I think it's too vague, and I think it should be expanded. I think it should, say something about, parts of your body and patients and how about women and abortions. And there's a whole bunch of things that, I don't know, I just really feel that is much too vague. I mean, I guess it's very general, and you could think it means anything. But the thing is, people are going to interpret this and...
We're not considering amendments to that part.
Matt Lethley, Orange County. I'm not sure that I'm within process in suggesting a friendly amendment at this moment. Is it possible that we move the parts of this under discussion to the healthcare plank, but have one summary sentence added to human rights? In place of those three, directing people or referencing people to go to that plank as well. Is it possible to summarize those three very quickly? Oh, I apologize if that's redundant.
Okay, I'm a little new to this as far as the whole platform. Okay, but one of the things I'm concerned about is that maybe what we need to do is do some cross-referencing, because I went into the women's rights and reproductive rights. And in reproductive rights, it says women have an inalienable right to control their own bodies, which would cover, perhaps, that issue of controlling the tissues. But what about men? So we need to think about it.
Gosh, thanks. No one ever thinks about us. Michael Bornstein, El Dorado County. have no concern with the wording, and I twinkle to what Matt Leslie said, notating it in the medical plank or the human rights plank to look at the other. My concern is, which certainly won't be unresolved concern, is that as we write planks, we have the tendency to want to say everything in the plank about everything every time. And our platform's growing so long that it becomes hard for those on tables and those that we're trying to have purchase or take a platform plank home, that I think it being a little bit more concise is always the best. So having it notated, either in the medical or in this one, you know, would suffice. But as Shane has heard, platform's heard before, some of our planks are starting to get real treatises, which is good, but not concise when you're trying to inform people of the Green Party. So thanks for the work, Shane.
Yes, I've already accepted the amendments that if this vote is down, then we will essentially refer to, we'll change the location to the healthcare plank and have a sentence at the beginning saying that the rights for medical purposes is covered in the healthcare plank.
Want to proceed to vote on the proposal as it's... Okay, so that's the presenter's prerogative. Do we have a scribe? Well, we already had one person who said they had would not stand aside. So, that Jim, do you want to go ahead? And what's the total number of our delegate cards issued right now? 29. Okay, so this is a yes vote is to adopt the plank as presented in the location presented. So, yeah. But we're talking about the human rights plan. Okay. There, if it's voted down, it will be up to platform committee to bring it back as another plenary in a different form or in conjunction with other planks, with whatever happens. But all we're voting on is the proposal as presented. You can't do that. That's up to platform plank to bring back at a later time. Yes. Okay. Okay. So, yes. Platform can always come back with additional proposals about any of the planks. Okay, so Jim, can you scribe? Okay, so you're on my right instead of on my left this time. So you're going to track the votes. Okay, so Okay. Delegate number one, your choices are yes, no, or abstain.
Can I get the point of process? No. Right, go ahead.
Okay, that's our process, Greg. If we could just go ahead, we could get through this quickly. Greg, that's out of order. It's their committee's proposal. Okay, so delegate number one, yes, no, or abstain?
Well, I have the point of process.
Gloria, I've heard facilitator objections, but I'll go through this. Are there any unresolved concerns for having the language of this platform plank listed under human rights? Are you willing to stand aside from that objection? No. So now we go to a vote on that issue. Thank you for your process point. Okay, delegate number one. Delegate number two. Delegate number three. Delegate number four, abstain. Delegate number five. Delegate number six. Delegate number seven. Number eight. Number 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Is that it, or is there a 29? 29. And the count is? Okay, so it needs 80% of the bylaws amendment.
Okay, that's fine, because what can happen next amendment is I'm going to come back to the first and then I'm going to ask the healthcare
plan. That's fine. Thank you, Shane. What's the next one?
Is California elections legislative because?
Let me give you the mic there.
I'd like to direct you to the page 24 of your agenda packet, so I can, you can, which is the clean text of the California electoral and budget reform plank, so you can make some of the amendments that have come in. We propose to do the following. To delete number 1. And number 14 is going to be amended in the following manner. Has everyone got a pen and ready to delete and so on? I'll read it slowly. The Green Party of California invites and, as new insertion language, intends, says, to participate rather than have participation and have formal input into, comma, efforts of state electoral and budget reform bodies and organization, delete, for example, the Prop 11 redistricting committee in any state constitutional convention, for example, via Repair California in organization, delete all that. So the new sentence so far in the second line reads, budget reform bodies and organizations that further the cause. The Green Party of California invites and intends to participate and have formal input into, comma, efforts of state electoral and budget reform bodies and organizations that further the cause of proportional representation, in other words, the phrase beginning, for example, of Prop 11, ending with Repair California in organizations is all deleted. So that further the cause of proportional representation, delete the, for example, the New America Foundation in effort to reform, so that after proportional representation, you just read state taxation reform, and delete efforts to create, and so that last sentence becomes and a state bank. So let me reread the whole thing. For number 14, the Green Party of California invites and intends to participate and have formal input into, comma, efforts of state electoral and budget reform bodies and organizations that further the cause of proportional representation, state taxation reform, and a state bank. Yes.
As for DAC, for clarifying questions, for a clarifying question, no clarifying questions. DAC was in charge of here.
Peggy Cotine, San Luis County. On my own, I'm vastly thrilled that with these revisions. My concern is grammatical. It's the comma between into and efforts makes no sense. I prefer to read the Green Party of California invites and intends to. Green Party of California invites and. So the comma doesn't belong there. If you wanted to do a colon and just list those next like four items, fine, but no comma in my opinion.
Jim Stauffer, Santa Clara County, and I had submitted a page and a half long thesis on my concerns over this plank, unfortunately. To start with, simply, there are too many major topics thrown into one plank. This plank purports to address voting systems, budget process, taxation, term limits, prison, death penalty, and campaign financing, all in one plank. Each one of those, you know, is a plank by themselves at least. Specifically, I do profess some degree of expertise in electoral reform issues, especially proportional representation, and there's just, I have many, many concerns about how it's being presented here. And it way too many to list, but basically a lot of this was taken from a paper put out by the New America Foundation, which is certainly a very good reference, but there are a lot of other references. And they deviated even from New America in some cases. One example I will give is establishing the threshold for proportional representation. They want to go with a very low 1%, and it's that, if you look at the proportional representations that have failed around the world, it is because they use too low of a threshold. And New America and all of the other organizations I know who work on this all recommend a 5% threshold. Basically, it's way too detailed. It's trying to be an implementation plan. And it's, we should be stating only that in principle, in theory, we support proportional representation and all this stuff, but to implement proportional representation, you get into a myriad of details and a myriad of conflicting opinions on how to do it, et cetera, et cetera. So I really, on an issue like this, we really need to just keep it at the high principle level of, yeah, proportional representation of some type. And, you know, when it ever comes to a time to implement it, that's when we start have to get into the details and look at all the different options and compromise with other groups and that type of stuff. So, you know, I'm really sorry, but this plank, with all the work that went into it and all, it's just, I think it does us more harm than good on all of the subjects that it's trying to touch upon. So, I'm sorry, but I have to recommend a no vote.
Okay, I'd like to reply to that. Jim spent most of his time on talking about the New America thing, which is now deleted, so we shouldn't be discussing that. Secondly, the examples he said about prisons and so on were all relative to the effect on the budget. They weren't supposed to be an in-depth view of each topic. It was their effect on the budget, which I think all of us would agree is quite substantial. The other thing is that I would also encourage some thoughts about is number two, a decision-making threshold of 55% in budget matters. There's a current proposition that says 50% plus one. Those of you who would like this plank to be amended to that, to agree with that initiative, I'm quite willing to consider that.
Jan Arnold, Alameda County. I agree with much of what Jim said about the complexity and so on. Regarding bullet point number two, the decision-making threshold of 55%, that's one of the two things I stood up to speak on. Yeah, absolutely, it should be a simple majority. All of us are signing and or circulating the initiative that is going to attempt to do that, so we should bring our platform in line with our current beliefs. And number 10 is the other thing that I object. I have a blocking concern, which is term limits. I think that term limits have been tried in California and they have failed. We still have professional politicians. When they're termed out at one thing, they go do something else. It hasn't helped at all, and there are certain arguments to say that it has hurt. But the principle that's being violated here is it's up to the voters when to throw somebody out of office. And we may be upset that the voters don't throw somebody out of office sooner, But it's up to the voters when to throw somebody out. I'm opposed to term limits.
Okay, we'll delete number 9, and we'll change number 2 to a simple majority threshold in budget matters rather than the current two-thirds majority.
Since he's doing all that, Randy Hicks of Sacramento. The other thing is, I kind of agree with some of what Shane said, is the fact is that it may look so busy, but it's the fact is because of the budget fights, everything has been affected. Prisons, they give more money to prisons than they do to human services. They give more money to prisons than they do to any other service, actually, if you look at the debt service. And I have to agree with Shane on this, that some of these issues have to be put in this blank. So the fact that you can say, because of this taxation policy, this is what's all been taken out because of it.
Okay. Number 1 is deleted. Number 2 is now changed to a simple majority threshold in budget matters rather than a two-thirds majority. And number 9 is deleted. And the new wording for number 14.
Well, I feel that this is appropriate, Warner, because Shane says he addressed my concerns, and I need to clarify, he did not address my concerns on several of them. I mean, everybody wants a 55, the threshold on the budget, okay, fine. Why is that not in the budget plank? Why is it going into a plank with electoral reforms? I mean, I don't understand. And as far as a lot of the electoral stuff, the issue, though I did have an issue, I said we shouldn't reference, like, organizations specific, like New America Foundation, fine, you can remove that, but many of my concerns were with the details of the plan. They are still basing many of the recommendations on the report from New America Foundation. It's way too much details, and they have modified it and gone away from what New America is actually recommending, and none of those are in the right direction. And do we really want to do things like we want a unicameral legislature with 360 seats in it? I mean, that's... You did delete that one? Oh, okay, thank you. A long time ago? Well, it's in the one I saw. Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't looking at what number 1 was. Okay, but many of my concerns about this being way too specific and trying to be an implementation plan are still concerns, I hold.
This is a vote on the electoral reform and legislative reform platform plank as revised, as presented today. We're up to 30 delegates, so we'll go ahead and proceed to a vote once the scribe is set up. Okay, delegate number 1. Delegate 2, 3, Delegate 3 passes. Delegate 4 votes no. Delegate 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Delgaton. Delgaton. Okay. Delgat 11. 12. Delgat 12. Is there some confusion about who? Delegate 12 votes is what? Delegate 11? 12? Thank you. 13? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Yes. Was there a delegate three that was... Okay. So the report is 14 yes, 8 no, and 8 abstain. So that does not meet the 80% threshold. I'd like to request a report from the timekeeper. How much time have we... Okay. So we started 15 minutes late. I'd like to request the consent of the assembly that we simply move the agenda back 15 minutes on all matters. Is there any objection to that? Is there any problem with the host committee if we move the agenda back 15 minutes?
No.
Yep.
Okay,
so, well, timekeeper, you say we have 7 minutes left on this item? Okay, so we actually, so this was an hour-long item, so we have actually 16 minutes. Okay, go ahead, Shane.
I'd like to essentially get a straw poll on the California tax reform plank in terms of the sections that it covers. So I'd like a show of hands as to section 1. Do you have any concerns or section 1? Oh, if you look at the clean text version on page 30 of the, it's section 1's nomination of state and federal committees to research the feasibility. What the sole comment that I had to amend the wording there was just in that first sentence, and I'll just read it out. Nomination of state and federal committees to research the feasibility of graduated taxes on gross salaries and gross wages above the basic wage, gross rents, and, that's the new word, gross business receipts, comma, in addition to, instead of and the, recommended default for the current tax system inserted before system during the research period, just to make that clear. That's the sole amendment to number one. Now, number two is elimination graduation of sales taxes. Number three is elimination of landlord and speculation loopholes. And number four is implementation of better approach to California property taxation. So I'd like a show of hands, those of you who have any objection to number one, which is the graduated taxes. One, two, three. Okay. How about number two? Number three, which is elimination of landlord and speculator loopholes. And then number four, to represent implementation of better approach to California property taxation. Number five, implementation of resource use taxes as decrements for efforts to conserve, recycle, and enhance efficiency of resource use. Anyone have comments on that? Oh, okay. So, then let's reverse it. So let's do number five first. Well, it depends on what the amendments are. I heard one word over there. And then we can...
Well, do you want to take questions and concerns together? Okay. So anyone who has clarified questions or concerns on this proposal, not just a piece of it, but any part of it, this one, yeah.
Okay, and number five. The one word is the word decrements. It's in the title of number five. If we cannot use the word decrements and just reword it so that we don't have such an obscure word right in the title.
Well, I don't... Yeah, something like that.
Michael Rubin, Alameda County. I have a long-standing objection to carbon taxes that are not means-tested. Well, there's a reference to carbon taxes in number five, and I object to carbon taxes that are not means-tested, that is, that do not discriminate upon the people's income who are being asked to pay the taxes.
Except as an amendment, means test adjusted after carbon taxes. You okay with that? Okay. Any other comments on number five?
I don't know if this has been considered already, but if we're supporting urban gardening, that's going to require a lot more water. And I personally, my water bill is sky high in my town just from the water that I use for my garden. So I think that we might want to look at that when we consider the water taxes.
Can you send us wording? Later, because we're not going to get through this. Okay, any other comments on number five? Okay, let's try number four section. Any comments on number four? Yes, we're going backwards, because they had the fewer comments.
My comment on number four, Barry Hermanson, San Francisco County. My comments on number four can also just be related to much of everything else on this plank as well as many other planks. Way too much stuff. way, way too much stuff. In particular here, we have a statement here, the Green Party also supports a property tax system that reduces property tax to zero for improvements to the land to stimulate productive economic activity in exchange for higher tax on the rental value of commercial land, excluding any improvements made to the land. What? You know, I mean, yesterday we just voted down a thing that you know, Prop 13, that, you know, where we're trying to increase public safety, and we have seriously divided it in this group, you know. And, you know, I think we're including way too much stuff in our planks, so let's try to make it simple. Taxation. We stand for progressive taxation, serious progressive taxation, like they had in the 50s, 90% tax rate.
So. Okay. We agreed to delete all of that sentence after the first sentence. So the Green Party also supports... But I'm talking about number four.
So are you said we're going to be working on this plank more? We're not going to vote on it today? We don't know yet. Okay. We're running out of time. So besides the fact, and I'm a pretty literate reader, that I find a lot of this very unclear. I know I've had talks with Dave before that, you know, that he's big on property taxes for owners of rental property, and as an owner of rental property that doesn't make money, you know, like he always said that there'd be exemptions for people that are, you know, small landlords that aren't making any money, and I don't say anything like that in there. So, and I just think it's really, the whole number four is really unclear.
If you can clarify it. Okay. How are we going on time? The last two sentences. So number three. Oh, are you number three? Number three. Any comments on number three?
Yeah. The same objection in number three, because he's still talking about landlords getting benefits, and not all landlords get benefits. Only people that bought their property a long time ago and charge high rent.
Okay. Any other comments on number three? How about number two?
Number two, I like number two. I like the end of sales, regressive sales taxes, but in here, and I missed this, but they'll say, well, if we don't have these aggressive sales taxes, where are we going to get the tax fund money from? And then somewhere I would say in there, we should talk about closing the corporate loopholes and getting more people pay, businesses to pay more on the taxes on profit and things like that. Because you're eliminating a whole sales tax base, but you don't say how you're going to make up that revenue. So I have a question about that.
Well, the alternative is starts a realistic alternative to a gross receipt tax. Okay. So don't be so specific is what the thing is. Okay. Yes. Come on up. Yes, go ahead. Where is that? Beauty fuel of inefficient vehicles. Okay, fine. We'll amend that. Okay, number one.
David Kuehl in Orange County. Well, my concern is primarily there's just too much stuff here, too much detail, and as well as with the other ones. I mean, we're to the point where essentially we're acting like we're making policy. We should be so lucky we're making policy. I mean, we want to get people elected, and so I think this stuff is way too detailed. I think it's just going to cause fragmentation among ourselves in terms of disagreeing on the details. I think we need to have stuff that is much, much, much more general that we can all agree on and we can present to other people.
Peggy Cochin, Slough County. For number one, yeah, it's so confusing because it's so wordy and such run-on sentences, which, you know, it's difficult intellectual verbiage, and it probably will always be difficult, but it's just too confusing, especially that third big paragraph. It just needs to be rewritten somehow. That's the start.
Can you provide some... Okay.
Shane, I promise you that I'll try to find some time to whack most of this and get it back to you. So, I operated a temporary employment service for 25 years. And at the peak of my business, I was billing $10 to $11 million a year. Tax on gross receipts, and I was paying the highest percentage of my billing rate to my temporary workers in the industry at the lowest percentage profit rate. To have a tax system based on gross receipts, which again is a major thing that Dave Wilbur really likes, I would have seriously further put me at a disadvantage in my business. And so, you know, yes, this should be studied. I don't know really what the resolution is. We need to have a platform that is flexible, that does allow for exceptions, because there is no one size will fit all in our society. So,
okay, I will bring it back.
Okay, do you want to bring it back after lunch, or do you want to bring it back at a different session? At a different point. Okay, so the presenter's withdrawing. We're out of time. We'd have to bring it back after lunch. Okay, so the next agenda item is, I believe, breakout sessions for GROW, for electoral reform, for IT clearinghouse, and media. So, Jim, do you want to come up and let people know where the different groups are going to meet? And again, we're 15 minutes behind schedule, so the next item would be the voter registration item, and that would be at 11:35. We need to reconvene. Okay, so could we have the coordinators for the working groups and committees that are going to meet come up front here, and we can figure out based on size where the group should meet. Which room do you want GROW to meet in? Do you want this room? Okay, so GROW will go ahead and meet in the room next door.
How many people in ERWG? Sorry, electoral reform working group? Electoral reform?
Okay.
Small group,
so we can meet in the cafeteria.
Okay.
Media, is there someone here from media committee? Media committee's not meeting. Is IT and Clearinghouse having a meeting? Yes. Okay, so the only two groups are GRO and ERWG. GRO has already said they want to meet in the room next door, so... Okay. Okay, let's put GRO in here, and ERWG is that door in the cafeteria. Okay. And, again, this is agendized for 75 minutes. Come back at 11:35. We are now reconvening after breakout sessions. We're going to have to take time off of lunch if we can't get started immediately. All right. Who is presenting this item?
Right here.
Okay. All right, Debbie. Go ahead.
Okay, are we ready to get started here? Is the meeting coming to order? All right. Brief announcement. Okay, Tian and Chris, let's bring this to order. Chris, Tian, let's go. All right. Hopefully, all of you have the registration drive proposal, the green sheet. Does anybody not have this sheet? Has anybody not? Oh, you haven't. Don't have it. Can you share with who you're sitting next to, David? Appreciate that. Does anybody have questions about this proposal? Any questions?
I have no idea personally what this proposal is.
Okay. Yes, Warner. You have seen it. You saw it on email. You replied to me about it. And there's been
make a presentation about what the project is.
Thank you, Warner.
What you're proposing, what you're asking for
from the system. Thank you. We are trying to start a registration drive, kickstart the registration drive to turn around our numbers. This was pretty much inspired by some ideas that occurred in the 1990-91 registration drive where the Greens got on the ballot. Registration continued in a lot of areas after that during the 2000 campaign with Nader. For instance, in Sonoma County, we registered from the primary that year was in March until the presidential election. In Sonoma County in 2000, we registered 1,900 Greens, more than the Democrats or Republicans combined. So this is something that, you know, if people get out there and do, I think the time, what I wrote in this proposal, that the time is ripe now because so many people are disenchanted, disillusioned by what's happened with the Democratic Party. And a lot of people are fed up with what the Republicans are doing, with their obstructionist policies against the healthcare issue. So the time is ripe now. This is the time to get out there. But if we don't get out there and do something, we can't do this by sitting behind our computers. Okay, we got to get out in the streets, confront people, talk to them, find out what their issues are. Show them how the Greens respond to their issue. So that's what this is trying to do. It's setting up some incentives. If you look at the proposal itself, the number one and two part of the proposal, Warner, that you may have seen that you responded to, has been amended by a proposal, an amendment that June Brashears has presented, and that's at the very end of this proposal. You see on the third page, the amendment by June Brashears. That is to replace part one and two on the first page and the second page. Anybody have any questions about that? I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
I have a point of process, and that is I have a feeding facility. So when you're asking me to treat something real quick, you know, like you're doing right now, I can't do it. So I need you to explain what is
the only one. Well, I don't have the speaker, so I can't do it either.
had to read everything, so we're happy to do it, but, you know, we are used to reading stuff, too. So we didn't realize that we needed to do it verbally, but we're happy to do it verbally. So the idea was there was incentives in the program and for individuals to have cash prizes for registering the most voters, first prize, second prize, third prize. The goal overall of the proposal was to get $3,000 and have about half of it, about 1,600 of it, go to people that register a lot to do cash prize, but then offered cash prizes in our counties and to individual Greens like regular activists. That was part one or two. And what we were talking about in our group was that we didn't really feel that a lot of our activists were motivated by money or by competition, and that we would rather have the part of our counties being more motivated by a goal of, instead of competing as our goal or our motivation, being our motivation of raising our county's registration 10%. So the amendment is that the goal for each county to participate was to raise the registration in their county by 10%. So that's what the amendment is. So this proposal, about half of the funds that go into that we collect for this voter registration drive, and there'll be some discussion about how much money can we allocate and all of that and raise, but half of it would be allocated for the counties to support the counties in their effort to meet the 10% increase. And the time frame of this is starting tomorrow until May 23rd, which is the cutoff, so then we can look at the numbers in the June primary and know, did we increase our county's registration? So it would take each county saying, yeah, we're going to look at our registration now, and we're going to try to increase 10%, and we know that's going to be supporting us is the state party, is everybody's on board, and there's going to be this pool of money that if we need some resources to kickstart our county and to support our county, we can request between $100 or $200 likely to do that. And the kind of support identified in my amendment, what would be the kind of support we would give counties? Well, if you need to request some money for a babysitter for your big event, you know, that kind of thing. If you need to buy a banner, if you need to get some green focuses and you want some money for that, or if you want to have a big celebration and you need some food and drinks at your event. And the idea is, and if your county has resources to buy your own food or drinks for your event, then you don't apply to the state GROW fund for that. You do it yourself. Maybe your county will just contribute to the fund. But this is for counties that need that support, or say, we want to bring Tim to our county to train us on how to do this, and we need transportation money to bring Tim in. So it's a way that we each can contribute to this fund and have this fund available for counties that can apply to get money out. So that's the portion for how we're going to be, you know, the idea is to make it celebratory and collaborative, and that we're all in this together, we're all supporting each other and doing that. I think Tim was going to present on the first part about the professional signature gatherers.
Yeah, if anybody was uncertain about that, the pros are out there right now, gathering signatures on statewide initiatives and some local initiatives. This is ideal. They will be stopping doing that probably around the end of April. That'll be the end of that'll be the deadline to get it on the November ballot. So that's one of the reasons why I think we need to start right now, because we have 2 months where we can tap into that resource.
The goal of this registration drive is to kickstart a registration drive and measure it by the close-off date of May 23rd. The secondary goal of this registration drive is to reinstall the tabling and registration culture that built this party in the first place. Our hopes are that we can get a simple, and we've had a lot of feedback that we've got too many pieces in this already. Our hopes are that if we can kickstart a registration drive, we can segue it into a few more pieces, maybe that last till November and then beyond. But it's up to this group to try to get us the resources and enthusiasm to start a registration drive that GROW will administer it, and we could use some folks to help with that, to keep that registration culture going. So I know there's some loose ends with this proposal, and we'll take suggestions and adjust forthwith.
Michael Rubin, Alameda County. I have two questions. First, from Tim's part of the presentation, it was unclear to me how the professional signature gatherers fit into this. I don't understand how we're going to make use of these professional signature gatherers. That's the first question. The second question I have is, have the originators of the proposal given any thought to how this effort would fit into for campaigning for our candidates?
Yeah, it of course dovetails with the candidates. Candidates want more people registered green, obviously, so they can vote in the primary. So that's a natural. In terms of the professionals, Mike, the professionals right now are out there gathering signatures. They have to have registered voters together to get a signature on the statewide ballot. They have to register the voters who are not registered. So I thought that was self-explanatory. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just wondering whether Shane Cuhee, L.A. County, I was just wondering whether you could add some language about piggybacking on voter registration along with the proposition initiatives, which are currently signature gathering, like, say, Prop 8, for example.
Yeah, there's a number of people who have different strong feelings about a lot of the different initiatives. Woody's working on the to vote no on Prop 16, the PG&E, all this stuff you can carry. Flyers distributed as you're registering people to vote. I mean, the stuff goes together. It's like a symbiotic relationship. I think, you know, that there's so many different issues that people can want to work on with it. Shane, I'm not. Okay. No problem. Okay. Sure, we'll add that.
Randy Hicks at Sacramento County. My question was about the reporting requirements. Right now, another member of our Green Party is also a professional signature gatherer, and we're trying to get people to get on our county council, and we're registering Greens, too. And we're out there asking, are you a member of the Green Party, and if you are, would you like to register Green, because we need some people for our county council. Now, if we go out this week and do that, do you want us to start the reporting requirements to CREST? Do you want us to put them online? How would you like to let you know how we've registered green people?
You make a copy of the registration form and turn it into the county contact or the regional contact. If it's going to be CREST in your area, that's who it'll be. We will see this. Whatever the details we're talking about right now will go on a dedicated listserv. So let's say you have a county administrator that's going to handle this part of it, right? You will have one. Okay? And that's who you will turn your registration forms into. Or you'll give them a copy. Okay.
I'm going to simplify the answer, Randy. Yeah, Randy. There's some of the admin. Excuse me. Some of the admin is being worked out. Make a copy of your reg form when you get one. Save it. We'll tell you what to do with it and how to get credit for it. A copy of the reg form with as much contact info, email, phone number on it, and of course having a sign-up sheet for participation always helps. We have some admin details that are in process, and this is a brand new thing, and the primary is coming, and we're going to start.
Yeah, I have a question. Is there some reason for the 10% number? And I have the second question. I talked to a lot of Greens who don't want to get involved because they just say they can't work for free. But so if we're going to do this as a registration drive, I like to sort of like get those people who can't afford to work for free but are registered Green, are passionate about it, they just can't afford the time. But they would be willing to do it if they get paid. I mean, someone who can actually talk about why they're part of the Green Party, why they're passionate about it, opposed to just hiring someone who's a professional gatherer of signatures.
We're not hiring anyone. Okay. If you are registering lots of Greens, you're eligible for the prizes. If you register 100 Greens and the next most is 99, you get top prize, $500. Okay? Oh.
Well, Tim had originally put 120, so we just thought, well, what would be a number that for each county, and so the closest was 10%. We figure some counties won't participate, so it was just to line up with trying to hit that 120,000 goal by the primary. And we did think about, in the collaborative model, about paying people, and we would love to do that, but we just thought at this stage, all the complexities in addition, you know, just like people would like to be paid, our party would like to pay people, we just don't have the capacity to do that right now in this proposal. But because we don't have the money, we don't have the it's hard enough to administrate this, so that might be something we want to work toward, but we weren't ready to do that at this point. It's the goal.
I got two questions. One was about the what if you only raise $1,000? I mean, maybe you've answered this already, but what if you only raise $1,000 or $1,500 if you get some way of prorating it? And I'll just ask the second question too, which is, does this affect? Could this possibly affect ballot status? Because ballot status, I don't remember the rules for how that's decided. I mean, it's supposed to have something to do with how many people, how many of their votes there are in election, but it may also matter on the registration.
I don't understand the last question.
Getting more registered
voters. And in terms of your first question,
what if you only get some of the money?
Let's think positive. We're going to get all the money. Okay, yeah, we definitely need a good registration drive. We need to get our numbers back. But it has to be done right because we've attempted this before and it hasn't worked out too well, and I would like not to see the same mistakes repeated. And basically, you really have to talk to all counties are not the same. Because Sonoma got 1,900 new voters does not mean that works in every county. And that's where the last one failed. It was a one-size-fits-all program. You really need to learn what the issues are in the county, what the political situation is in the county, et cetera. We need a registration drive that goes through the entire election season of the year. Not a 1 month starting right now is like, wow. I don't know who could jump on that right away.
the percentage, 10%, we're going to get a 10% increase for a small country, for a small county with 500, that means you only need to get 5 people. In something like LA, that means you need to get 2,000 new registrants. And it does, it does not a direct proportionality. It if you're going to go by a percentage, it means all the small counties are going to win the prizes. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. Well, there was some incentive. What's the 10% threshold? What is it for? Okay, I thought you were offering prizes. I thought that was in the proposal. Okay, well, it's been hard to keep up with all this. Good luck.
Okay, I was just wondering, on the funding, I know that someone already asked a question, what happens if there's only $1,000 is raised. I don't understand how anyone has the authority to ask counties to contribute $100 to $200. And it's also confusing if maybe in here it says needed from the GA in March, and I think this is March. I'm concerned about this being poorly written. I remember my first GA that I attended, and I remember there was something that just kind of smelled funny that got passed. It was a $2,000 item, and it was for Living Wage Initiative, of which there were 3 proposed. And the person who was in charge of running that campaign took off in a different direction than the Green Party had intended, as far as there was different limits on what the level of what living wage should actually be. And it was an unfortunate program that we funded that then wasn't guided by the Green Party or by the GA in any way once we had funded it. So I'm a little bit concerned about who's administering this, how it's administered, and where is this money coming from. And I'm just very cautionary about this program.
Yeah, the money is coming from, well, try to answer the questions.
John Mark, Shandonia, San Francisco County. I'd like to speak in affirmation of the proposal in general, because I think we do need to pay people, paid signature gatherers to register Greens. I think that part is good. However, I'd like to suggest a friendly amendment to simplify it and only count registered Greens and not have this kind of unclear extra incentive structure for becoming a donor or becoming, you know, an email list member or whatever. We talked about that in the working group, and we never really coalesced on a firm proposal. So my friendly amendment is just count registered Greens and pay for the top prizes and signature gatherers for people who register them.
Hi, Kendra Gonzalez, Ventura County. I affirm what John just said. Keep it simple until we get it right. The ideas are wonderful to have, you know, staggered and structured bonuses and all of that, but let's make sure we get the administrative part done, you know, down correctly. I absolutely affirm the whole idea. We definitely need to do it. And I am concerned about legalities, you know, election code legalities. Someone brought that up. I think Sandra brought it up a couple weeks back on the email list, you know, whether it's absolutely legal to do this. And I just want to make sure that we find that election code, and I think I volunteered to do it, and I haven't done that yet, so that's on me, you know, where anything, any kind of prize money like this is not going to be an issue that anyone else can bring up to us and try to, you know, undermine what we're doing. So I will work on that. But also something, Michael, you and I were talking about on the phone was what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to deny anyone from registering outside of the Green Party when you're tabling. And that's a big one, okay, because, you know, we could get really slammed legally. So we have to be very careful, and that's my concern.
Hi, Woody Hastings, Sonoma County. I'm just standing up to make a quick affirmation of the proposal. This is especially for folks who have not gone out and done voter reg. It's a wonderful way to get out into the community, and yes, it combines beautifully with all the other stuff you're interested in working on, and you can, in terms of being able to hit the ground and get out there and do it, doesn't take much. You know, you find your hickory little community health food store or whatever it is and talk to them. They'll usually let you set up a table out in front when they know what you're doing. and you meet lots of people in your community, and you get lots of an opportunity to talk to people, get to know people, invite people to the Green Party meetings. I think there is a mechanism, just to try to answer one of the questions really quickly. I was in the working group before this on it, a mechanism for dealing with any situation where the funds, even if the program doesn't work, the funds are held in trust and they'll be returned if something falls, if it falls through.
Richard Gomez, Fresno County, here to affirm the proposal. I used to be a gathering signature professionally, or at least they paid me. Not a whole lot, but they still paid me, which I guess technically that makes you a professional. And of course, when you have these petitions, you need people who are registered voters. So if somebody comes up and says, hey, do you want to support the ban on smoking in the classrooms or something? Says, oh, okay, yeah, wait, are you registered? Because I can't take this, and they've got to make sure that they're registered in that county, specifically wherever it is. So if they're not, or they just recently moved, I'm going to pull out my registration form and have them fill it out. Now, as a professional, I'm not supposed to tell them you should vote, you should be this party or with this party or this any organization. They have to make that decision. If they ask me something and says, well, I really can't tell you because that's the rules as a professional. Of course, when you're not a professional, you can expand on one or two or exaggerate to a various organizations because you're not a professional. You just can't persuade or push people into it. It's a little gray line, I understand, but you always remember to be smiling about it and be nice and look them in the eye or the forehead, whichever is easiest for you. And you're wearing your Green Party t-shirt. That's true. That would look kind of give you that away. Give it. Actually, it's good unless you're a professional. But the bottom line, okay, anyway, so you get them registered. They registered, fine. It doesn't, as a professional with a petition, you're only interested in that they registered and they get it right so that their signature will count and you will get paid. You don't care about anything else. We're basically need to contact paid petitioners, and usually there's one or two people who have a host of people who go out doing the petitions. You contact that main person, he lets the other petitioners know. So when they get registration, the Green Party, they set that aside. Now, they don't get paid extra for registering people, but they do need the registrations for people for their signatures. So what happens, we basically ask them, turn them in, turn it into your county. The county gets them, they copy them, and they send them to get, they send them to where to be counted. Registration office, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. So they'll be counted, and you have your copy, in which case you can get a hold of poor Michael over here, and he'll help you to anything else.
You're welcome.
Hi, Greg Jan, Alameda County. This is mostly an affirmation, although first I have a couple suggestions. Couple suggestions are that you really can see this as a voluntary project. We're not going to, you know, mandate that everybody, every county has to participate, but we are encourage everybody to participate. And along with that voluntary program, you have the two parts. You have the professionals, and then you have all the county volunteers. The professionals, my understanding, is that you almost already have raised all the money that can cover that, the amount of money. So basically, at this point, any additional donations that individuals or counties can donate will go towards mostly the county program. And so it's all voluntary, and we just encourage everybody to participate as much as they can. So that's the suggestion part. The affirmation part is that has a lot to do with numbers. Of course, you know, number of registered Greens is about numbers, and as was mentioned before, we had over 160,000 at one point, and now we're down to about 110,000. That means there's 50,000 registered voters out there, more or less, that have been Green at some point, but they're no longer Green now. And so we have a big pool of people to bring back, plus all kinds of tens and hundreds of thousands of other people that are prospects. So the goal of 10% 10% of 110,000 is 11,000, right? So 11,000 is just a modest amount of what we can get. So I think the 10% goal is perfectly doable. In fact, I was jotting down some numbers here, and if you take just 0.5% of the registered greens in California, we have 110,000 greens, 0.5% is 550. And, you know, you can figure it out for your own county what 0.5% of the registered greens are. If those 0.5% of greens just go out twice, like for a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, an average green, I think, can get about 10 registrants in a session. You know, so you got on a Saturday for 2 or 3 hours, and you get 10 registered greens. You go out twice, you get 20. 550 people times 20 registrants is, there it is, 10%. 11,000. We get 11,000 greens if we just go out twice. Who in this room cannot go out twice between now and June to help register voters? Everything. We got it there. All right. So just everybody, just make sure that all the greens in your county, they go out twice, and we'll be there.
Warner Bloomberg, Santa Clara County. I have a real strong process concern, and that is that I've heard nothing about this proposal, in this proposal, or anything I read online, that explains why this could not have been brought to this assembly under our ordinary process, where there's a proposal that's printed in the agenda packet that's allowed for discussion in our county Green parties before we come to this meeting, and have a clear proposal to be able to read and consider in this process. I also have not heard anything in this proposal which seems to me could simply not be part of the ordinary activities of the GROW working group as part of its internal projects. Part of the only exception that I've heard so far is some issue of handling funds, which could either be negotiated with the GPCA treasurer or could be handled by the formation of a separate general committee under the state FPPC regulations. So those are my concerns. Also, we're out of time on this item. There is a 20-minute bring-back period after lunch. My understanding is that the consent calendar item has been resolved. There's no, and so that will be short. So we will have 20 minutes to, roughly, to continue this item after lunch. I would ask if the presenters would agree that we break for lunch now. So we'll do, is that agreeable? We'll do another 10 minutes on this subject now, and then you still have 10 minutes bring back time after lunch.
Okay. Thank you, Warren.
Warner, if I may, I have one more concern, if I can voice that. Matt Leslie, Orange County. I do have a concern, and I'll stand aside on it if necessary, but I pardon me if I'm dense or I missed it, but I just do not understand how the paid signature gatherers are involved here. Are we paying them? If so, are we paying signature gatherers to only register people green and not register Democrat or Republican or whatever else? And I think I just heard that if you're a professional, you're not allowed to do that. The other... So I have, and then I'll relinquish this in a moment, Tim. But just in general, I affirm the idea of a voter registration drive. I share some of the concerns I heard from Warner in terms of process, and I think we do need to be careful about trying to approach something as a one size fits all, as Jim Stauffer pointed out. It sounds good to go out twice, you know, and go out and get registrations. But I can tell you, walking the streets of Orange County is not the same as walking the streets of San Francisco County. You know, if I go out there and say I'm here to register people to vote, I'm going to register a whole lot of Republicans for us all. And so I affirm the idea of this whole thing, but I think we have to be careful about realizing that counties are different one from another. And it may be that we start with something like this and move on to something a little more complex. I don't know.
The Democrats and the Republicans have paid people to register people to vote, regardless of, there's no prizes involved in the way they do things. They just pay them. They pay them $10. They pay them $5. It depends on what county. It's not against the law. Okay. That's just a misconception. We are doing it by prizes. It's not paying somebody per petition. So it's a totally different situation. It's not against the law, period. Let's see, in terms of... Only for green registration. So they make a copy of the green registration that they have just gotten, and they turn it in. Yeah, they turn it into the county contact or the regional contact. That gets kept until the end of the period, which is 75 days, May 23rd, and then the winner gets the prize. Now, there's a different way of doing it for people that don't want to be involved in that prize. If they just want to be registering greens, if that's their motivation, their county, their goal for the county is to increase the registration by 10. Yeah, there's no penalty if you don't reach that 10. If Orange County doesn't reach 10%, there's no penalty. Matter of fact, you still qualify for money for the counties, according to June's amendment. You use that money to help yourself increase your amount of registration. Okay, that's our goal. If we don't reach 10% across the board, that's understandable.
Yeah, to further clarify, Warner's quite correct. The law states if you're registering, no matter who you are, professional, anybody, if someone comes to you and says, I want to register Republican, you must take it. You must turn it in within 72 hours. Only the green registrations that you garner are going to be counted in this contest. Where's money coming from? We have a few different counties and a few different individuals that have volunteered $50 to $200 to put in the pool. We're at about $1,200 to $1,500. I check with GPCA Treasurer. She will hold that money in, as someone said, trust for this project. Yes, that's outside the budget. GROW's budget has $300 to $500 left in it for this year. Part of the proposal we didn't ask him was to adjust next year's budget for registration drive continuing. We have heard from numerous people about simplifying this to address Warner's process question. Yes, we can go back to GROW and initiate a registration drive. We're hoping to get some consensus from the GA here. Yes, we did come up with this idea about a month ago after packet publication date, so we are somewhat out of order. The legality of offering prizes, as far as we can tell, and we'll check it out further, there is no legality that says we cannot. Tim Smith is contacting the an echelon of professional signature gathers to help with us up to the primary when they are out on the street. So we were hoping to get a few extra thousand registrants out of that person. Any professional that we contact is also going to have to be a registered green.
So I just wanted to address the concern about the different counties, because that's really what I think my amendment was trying to address, instead of just doing prizes and you're all competing and you're all equal counties, because we have different histories and dynamics in our counties. So the idea would be some of the counties that have more support give into the pool, and other counties where the 10% is somewhat of an equalizer, because in those counties where you have higher number of registrants, you probably have a stronger group. You have more greens that can go out and register greens. In Orange or other places, remote rural areas, you have less people to work with. You have less that you have to do to make your 10%, so that's somewhat fair. Also, there's the pool of money. You may have enough financial resources and a strong enough group in your county that you can just run with that. You don't ask for money. You might be in Orange where you're like, we don't have enough people to raise money for T-shirts, and so we go out. But also the differences in your county, we're trusting each county to know what you need. We're not saying the money's only for babysitting, or it's only for banners, or it's only for T-shirts, or it's only for you. Tell us what you need the money for in your county in that $100 to $200 range. And, if you need someone to come in and do training, great. But if you're like, no, we don't. So it's supposed to be adaptable to the needs of your county. And the way about the legalities, the way this incentive works with the registrants, just so you could envision it, yeah, they can't tell people I'm not going to register if you're Republican, but they can decide whether they want to go to the hemp rally or in front of the Safeway and where they want to register people. And so as far as incentivizing the petition gatherers, they do have, and we all do, and we know that too. So if we don't want to spend our time registering Republicans, it may be hard in Orange County, but we can think, what are the places that I'm going to have a better payoff for my time? And that's what we want the paid folks that are Greens, they're already Greens, to think a little bit more about boosting the party when they go out there. Versus, you know, maybe they're going to get a few less people, but they're going to help us out, and it's going to help them help us.
Well, why don't anybody that has further questions talk to me in the lunch room, all right? And then we'll come back after lunch and clean this up.